All right, on the other side of the news, I want to get into this. I saw it in the Trib today, and it's a very interesting concept. Whether you're married, living with somebody, you just have a V that drops by your house every once in a while, some sort of a visitor who is impersonating a human so you can date him. It doesn't matter. How equal are chores in your relationship, and does that matter? So we'll be talking about that. 312-981-7200 is how you get involved with that. Does V help around the house, Esmeralda, when he drops by your place?
He does.
That's very
sometimes
nice.
Sometimes too much.
Oh. Look at that. We've planted the seed for a spicy discussion, I believe, on the other side. So we'll talk about that. It'll be fun. And then after four, we're going to get into the big question of should you drink with your kids? Your teenagers. So that we'll ask that question. Yeah, that look at the face you made. What was that face, Esmeralda? Oh my goodness, that face.
Yeah,
a lot of. Oh, all right. I like bringing up things where we all have opinions, and then we get other people's opinions, which is always fun. Fred was mentioning about the taunting the Texans that their barbecue and stuff is not the best, and we got this. Got a text from somebody. Please note, I'm Mexican, and not long ago, my brother went to Texas. He said the Mexican food in Chicago is a lot better than in Texas. I think Chicago has great food. It doesn't matter what ethnic group you are in. We have great food. Now, I've eaten Mexican food in Texas. I've eaten barbecue in Texas. I'm not a Texas barbecue fan. I like their brisket. It's okay. But if you really want barbecue, it's Kansas City, Memphis, and here. That's where you get some barbecue. Or the Carolinas. South Carolina. Because there, back in the day, when I was twice my size, I used to eat a lot. And I used to eat a lot of barbecue. So I've eaten barbecue all over the country. And those are the markets. Texas, they think everything's bigger down there. You ever been to Texas, Esmeralda?
I have not.
It is. It's a nice place. There's a lot of fun stuff down there, but they are full of themselves. Boy, they just think they are the bee's knees down there in Texas.
I imagine. Don't they always want to secede?
They do. They want to be their own country. They're always very upset that they're not their own country. It's like, well, listen, you know, you're here. I remember the Alamo. You just hang around. All right, let's do this. Then it's news time. Then we'll get into chores at home and how equal they are in your relationship. Oh, so much to talk about.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Brian Noonan in for Nick DiGilio. Nick will be back next week. I am here for the rest of the week and having a fun time doing it. 312-981-7200. That's how you get a hold of us because we are going to ask the big question. How equal are chores in your relationship and does it matter? This was in the Tribune today. It is who is responsible for the chores? And anybody who's in a relationship, whether you're married, living with somebody, you hope you can divide up those whether it's laundry, you know, whatever it is. You know your household chores. I don't have to enumerate them for you. Recent studies have found that men have nearly doubled the amount of housework they're doing, and they've tripled the amount of time they're spending with their kids. That's good for guys. We're looking good when you hear those numbers. Women are still doing the majority of household chores, however, and neither sex appears to be happy about the division of duties. Uh-oh. A study by the University of Chicago, which is a fine institution. It's not some fly-by-night university that may be headed by somebody who, in name only, this is a real place. They found that 35% of women said they do much more than their fair share of the housework, while 45% of men said that they're doing roughly their fair share. At the same time, only a quarter of men said they're doing a bit less. Now, if you were trying to do that ciphering, Jethro, those numbers don't add up, do they? Not at all. See, here's the deal. Because men tend to to overestimate. Men are more likely to believe that they share tasks equally with their partner, and they're much less likely to think that their wives do more than they do. It's just a mental block that we have. We take every little thing and make it seem like the biggest effort and the, you know, it's huge. Everything I do around the house is huge. All the chores are huge. Everything I do. According to one of the professors, there's clearly a discrepancy in terms of how each partner views their contribution. Men tend to inflate their own contributions, like everything else. Men are always exaggerating. You know, everything's bigger than it really is. While women tend to overestimate both their own and their partners. So that's good. Why this happens isn't clear, they say, but it may stem from the fact that men have historically done less housework, so doing anything may be a huge deal in their minds. I guess that makes sense. It sounds very old school, stereotypical. Oh, guys don't do anything around the house. Women do all the housework, and blah, blah, blah. And that made a, you know, maybe that was the case in the 50s and the 60s. But, you know, women are out in the workforce. They're doing, so I'm wondering if in this day and age, if women are really being held to that old pattern where, yes, you go out and you work all day, ladies, and then you come home and we're expecting you to cook and clean and do everything else. Now, I know in my house, there's certain jobs that I don't want to do. I don't like cleaning the bathroom. Like, I don't make a mess. I'll wipe the sink off and stuff after I use. But I don't want to get down on the floor and scrub around the toilet. I don't want to scrub out the bathtub. No, I don't want to do that. But I will do the dishes. I do most of the laundry. I do a majority of the cooking. I don't like dusting either. But I'll vacuum. I will dust if I have to. But I don't like that guy. I like the bigger jobs. The little detail-oriented jobs like scrubbing the floor and dusting. Those I don't like. But my wife does a lot of stuff around the house. I guess we've never really sat down and had that conversation where it's, you need to do this because I'm doing this. I guess I'm by no means the model husband. If you're a young man thinking of getting married, I may not be your role model. I'm like Charles Barkley in the day. I'm not here to be your role model. I'm just telling you I do some stuff around the house. Part of the reason I do most of the laundry is I like the way I do it better. I like the way I fold better. I like the way I hang the things that need to be hanged to dry. I like the way I do it. I'm very persnickety about my laundry. So for me, it's just easier to do the laundry than to get aggravated. And, you know, same thing with like emptying the dishwasher and stuff like that. I just, because I love my wife, but sometimes she's, you know, a little bit sloppy. And that's also a problem if you're in a relationship with somebody who is, according to this article, this is their word, if you're married to a slob and you're tidy, then you need to figure out some sort of solution. So they claim that you need to divide the chores up and make a list. And everybody has their responsibilities. And if, you know, if you like things really tidy and your partner is a little more messy, try to figure out, well, maybe they can keep their messy things in an area where you can close a door, you know, and then everything's fine. If not, it's going to be tough. And they also recommend finding out which chores the other person absolutely hates and discover which ones the other person doesn't mind as much. Now, Esmeralda, you piqued our interest before the news, when you said that V sometimes comes over to your human habitat and it gets too involved in things, in chores. Does he come over and just shake his head at your mess and have to clean? Is he the Felix Unger to your Oscar Madison?
No, he's really nice about it because I would always be like, oh my gosh, this place is so gross. It's a mess, whatever. And he'd be like, no, it's fine. I don't care. But in the kitchen, I get very messy. I don't clean as I go when I cook. And so plates start piling up and things. And maybe I say, oh, I'm going to make something, but first let me wash a couple dishes. Or and then he'll want to do it for me.
Okay.
But from what I've gathered, he doesn't do it so well.
Oh, he doesn't wash dishes very well?
No. Why not? He leaves things still greasy and like, stuff on them. And
he's not using hot water?
No, they're clean. And I'm like, I don't know what you're doing. To the point where I'm just like, no, leave it. It's fine. I will do it.
See, why don't you? Have you thought of being honest with him and going, you do a really horrible job at this. You are the worst dishwasher.
Like, it did happen. Because he's like, why don't you want me to do it? I'm like, because you don't do it right.
Ooh, here we go.
So, yeah.
And did he? Was he offended by that?
He's like, okay, now I know. I'm like, all right, then.
Do you think that was his ploy to not ever have to wash dishes again?
No, because
I've seen people sandbag them.
No, he did wash some. And he's like, there, I did it right. Ooh. But then I think some of them were still a little So
he doesn't use hot water?
I have no idea what he's doing. He misses the underside of things.
You got to be able to wash the underside.
Like the bottom of a plate. It's like sometimes, you know, that plate's been sitting on another plate and it's kind of greasy.
Oh, right, yeah.
Or there's stuff on it, or there's this, or there's still goo.
What is going on in your kitchen that there's grease and goo and things
it's
are.
It's a kitchen.
I understand that.
There's food.
Well, yeah, I know. I have a kitchen.
And it's greasy sometimes.
Sure. No, of course. I understand that. That's why. Well, you don't have a dishwasher, do you?
I don't.
See?
Yeah, so it piles up.
Thankfully, I do. But I still do a lot of it by. I still do a lot by hand. Plus, you have to clean them off a little before you put them in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
So is that the only chore that he was doing, and now he's off the hook for that?
I mean, that's all he's done, because everything else.
It's your place.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't have him vacuuming.
Why not? That's how you prove. That's how you prove your commitment to somebody.
Right. You know? We're moving in next year.
Are you really?
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. So
Dan
we'll see
looks
what
shocked
happens.
By that. Dan passing judgment.
That's breaking news. No.
This has not come out before?
Not on the Nick DiGilio show.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
No. Well, it still hasn't happened because we have leases and things.
Sure, but that's the plan.
Yeah. World exclusive.
I like it.
Yes.
I like that very much. Esmeralda moving in with
so
V.
We'll see how that works out. What? No.
They do now.
Because she listens sometimes.
Not this early.
How will they react to that?
Hopefully. I mean, they can't really do much about it.
No, they can't. They can't physically tie you up somewhere.
I'm a grown lady now.
You are a full-grown woman.
Yes.
Last time I checked. No, I didn't mean that in a weird, creepy, Trumpian way. But I've walked by your booth. I've seen you. You look like a full-grown woman. Not aged or anything. You know, like an adult woman. You look like an adult woman.
Well, thanks.
Can I be brought up to HR for that? You called an adult woman an adult woman. Yeah. That's it.
We'll see. We'll find out.
What, if you're moving in or if
does.
You're an adult woman?
No. the mess. Factor what he
yeah see that's I learned my wife's kind of a slob and she passed that along to my daughter, the slob gene. They have multiple wonderful qualities about them,
yeah,
both of them, but they're slobs.
See, my mother is so she's very clean,
really
clean. You could eat off of the floors at her house.
I don't know if I'd want to do that
at any point in time. No joke.
Was that a thing
that place
was
so
that a
clean.
Thing at your place? She just throw the food on the ground.
You
eat
could
it.
Though it's so clean in all there right. But, yeah, no, I didn't get any of that.
See, and I come from, well, I have four brothers, so our house was always kind of in turmoil. So now I'm not like crazy. It doesn't have to be squeaky clean, but things need to be organized, or I get very uncomfortable because I grew up in a place that was completely disorganized. Like when I do the laundry, I don't just throw everything in a basket. I'm immediately folding stuff because I used to have to get socks out of a giant basket filled with socks because my mom was like, I'm not folding all these hundreds of socks. That's insanity.
Do you separate?
I separate everything.
Separate colors and all that?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm very good at the laundry.
I just throw. It's all
do you
throw
really?
It in cold. It's fine.
Oh, man. You can't wash towels in cold?
Oh, well, not towels.
With all the funky stuff that's on there?
Not towels, but clothes.
No.
The clothes, I'm just like, whatever.
No.
It's all cold.
That's an abomination. That's why. See, that's if I was your V, I would be doing the laundry at the Hive as well.
Well, I think we would do our own.
Even when
laundry.
You're living together?
Right.
Wait.
It seems like a lot to do someone
you
else's laundry.
Hold on. You're going to commingle your lives, but your laundry will be separate?
I think so.
Hmm. All right.
I've lived with someone before and we each did our own laundry.
Wow.
Not towels and stuff, but, you know, like your clothes.
Your intimates?
Yeah.
All right. You don't want them to see your underwear?
No, it's just, you know, you do your clothes, I'll do mine.
Wow. All right.
Is that really a thing, Dan? Does he?
I don't know. Dan?
I do tend to do my own laundry when I am doing laundry. Yes.
Oh, well, you're married.
Now, Eileen will.
Wait,
will
what?
Mix.
You're married. You're married to Eileen. I've seen her. I was there. I watched this happen. You're married to a woman, and you don't. Everybody's laundry isn't just in the same hamper.
No.
Really?
Yeah. So
what is going on in my life that I am doing my wife's laundry? This seems suddenly I seem very.
Well, you
put
do
upon.
It so well.
You do it so well.
That's the problem. I'm going to start really tearing
Eileen
stuff up.
Esmeralda and I will bring ours in tomorrow if you'd like.
Well, listen, I'm not a
what my laundry
know, a scullery
yeah.
maid.
Oh yeah, I have a lot.
I'm not Johnny Dangerously's mom from the Michael Keaton movie. I gotta do your laundry.
Yeah, but it's all mixed up together.
Right.
It needs to get separated.
Why?
Do no, I'm the, just saying yours. The, yeah. I'm just trying to tempt you.
No, my wife and my daughter, you know, whatever laundry's in the house. If there's dirty clothes, we all live in the same house. It's not, we don't share toothbrushes, but I'll put, you know, I'll intermingle our dirty clothes together and not think that it's going to be the end of the world.
I think, I don't know. I've never thought to do theirs because I'm like, you can do your own.
But like, all right, let's just say, for argument's sake, like in my bedroom, we have a laundry hamper, you know, dirty clothes hamper.
Mm.
So, what, do you guys have two hampers?
See, I had two. Well, I had two when I lived.
Is that
with
right?
Someone, yeah.
Huh.
Because we brought our own when we moved in together.
I tell you what, my wife and I had separate residences, and then we got married and lived together, and so we intermingled everything.
And then you just went, no, we only need one hamper.
We only need one hamper. Well, we've got a hamper in my daughter's room, and we have a hamper in our room. You know, everybody has a hamper. And then, you know what I do? I go around with my hamper, and I throw the stuff from the other hamper in there, and then all the dirty clothes are in there together, living in peace and harmony, and I separate them out, colors, whites, all that. I'm very segregated with my laundry, and then there we go. Maybe I'm doing it wrong all these years.
And then
make my
I'm
wife do
as,
her own laundry.
I'm not as stinky as a guy is, so my stuff doesn't. I also have a lot of delicates.
Okay,
like the shirts I buy are very like,
sure. I can
that's where I get tripped.
I separate that all out because I have stuff. I have stuff that's hand wash only. I don't just wear dungarees and chambray shirts. You know, I don't dress like a farmer. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Sometimes I do look like a farmer, but sometimes I look like a dandy. So you never know what you're going to get.
Well, what's funny is in my parents' house, that's everything's just one big
pile,
laundry.
Right?
Yeah, it's one
yes.
big pile. You wash everything.
Maybe it's
I never thought about it, honestly.
Maybe it's a generational thing.
I never thought about it. I was like, this is my clothes, so I wash my clothes.
So do you only cook your own food, too? This is my food. I'm eating this.
No.
And don't wash your own dish.
No, and that's mainly because...
That's like being in prison.
Well,
you got
mainly...
your one fork. Here's your spoon you get when you check in, meat. And then...
Well, it's mainly because I don't... I've never lived with anyone who could cook properly. So I was the one always cooking.
Okay, but you would cook for them.
Right.
You would allow them to eat some of the food that
yes.
you cooked?
Yes.
Not just what was left stuck to the pan?
No.
All right. Well, listen. If you want to jump in on this, 312-981-7200, am I hopelessly out of date because I allow my wife and my dirty clothes to mingle and I put them all in the wash together? I iron stuff for her, too.
Wow, that's very nice. I have not ironed anything since...
Is that right?
Who knows when.
I love to iron.
I hate ironing. My mom does it every day.
Love it.
You and her should get together.
Well, she's
iron.
Your dad might not be happy about that. My wife might not be happy
about
it.
You're just ironing?
Well, you know what ironing leads to. Freshly pressed clothes, then you look good, then there's an attraction. That's how it starts.
You don't iron pants, do you? Jeans? My mom used to iron my jeans.
No, I don't iron jeans.
My mom would iron my jeans. I had a big old crease in down the middle.
Oh, man. You had every cowboy that I used to see in country western bars back in the 80s.
Yeah,
with
I had
the pressed
to tell
Wranglers.
Her. I had to be like, stop, Mom, please.
No, I've never ironed jeans. All right, let's do weather and traffic, and then we'll get back to this, which I'm finding more and more fascinating and trying to reevaluate my entire relationship. Wow, what is this crazy mashup? I'm liking it.
It's Mary J. Blige's No More Drama.
Oh, there's always drama, Mama. Everybody got baggage. You know, we all carry it around by the handle. This article in the Trib... Who the division of chores in your relationship, does it matter? Are they equal? Somehow morphed into the fact that I am an anomaly in the world because my wife and I mingle our dirty clothes together, my daughter as well, and I just do whatever laundry is there. And that seems to be odd to my coworkers here. From the 708, I couldn't count how many times I've told my husband and two adult sons, I'm not your maid, and any future wife you boys get won't be one either. to when they do clean, I've told them to doing it bad means you have to do it twice. That's true. I hate cleaning bathrooms too. Oh, well. Why would a person keep a hamper full of dirty, smelly clothes in their bedroom? I keep mine in the bathroom or the laundry room. But I get undressed in my bedroom.
How smelly is it?
Yeah, listen, I'm not working in the coal mine.
Goodness
I got a
gracious.
I got a pretty cush job. I'm not working up that much of a sweat. But also, I'm not going to, you know, I don't get dressed. I get undressed in the bedroom. I'm not going to carry my dirty clothes to another room. Yeah, and really, I don't think they smell that bad. Or maybe I'm just used to
you
it.
You have stink lines going up from
I don't know.
Them?
What
goodness
no, there's
gracious.
No, I'm not stirring them. It's not like a compost heap.
I'm just saying for the person who was like.
Yeah, I don't know. From the 606, what's going on in your laundry, my friend? Because that seems a little much. Unless you're a marathoner or, you know, working where you're working up a sweat all the time. Greg wants to jump in on this. Hi, Greg. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, what's going on, my man?
Nothing. What's happening?
No, I was just listening to you guys on my way home from work, and you are an anomaly because, like, in my house, I do my laundry. My boys do their own laundry, and my wife does her laundry.
Really? Now, why is that?
Well, because I screw up her laundry because I dry stuff that's not supposed to be dried.
Okay.
But also because I work in construction, I don't think that she should have to mess with all my dirty stuff. You know, I just take care of it myself.
Okay, well, that makes sense. If you have stuff that's really, really dirty, you just throw it in when you get home or whatever.
Yeah, and then, like I said, my two teenage boys, we've got them. They do their own laundry. We're not responsible for them. They do their own laundry. They fold their own laundry. They put other stuff away.
That's good, and that'll serve them well, because I can't tell you how many kids, when my daughter went away to school, had no idea how to do laundry. I was like, how are you 18 and you don't know how to do a load of laundry?
Yeah, I agree with you. But now, going back to the housework, like you guys were talking earlier, my wife does the majority of the inside stuff, but now on the outside, I take care of the lawn, I shovel the driveway, I do all that stuff, where she doesn't have to worry about doing stuff like that. Everything that's out there is, I just take it upon myself to do it.
Right. And that was
so it's kind of a trade-off.
That was part of the thing in this article too. They say, you know, guys will say, "Well, I do all the outside work," which is true. You know, you cut the grass, like you said, you shovel, you do all that stuff. So I'm doing outside of the house, so my wife or girlfriend can do the inside of the house stuff.
Yeah, but I'll still help her out inside the house, just like the boys do. You know,
there you go.
I mean, I guess it's an even trade-off.
All right, Greg, well, thanks for the call. Let's do this. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200, because, Dan, I got to get to you, because this hit close to home for you. And we've got some texts coming in, so we'll get that. We'll do a little more of this on the other side. But first, we must do this on WGN. Brian Noonan in for Nick D on 720 WGN. Good to be here. If you're just joining us, where you been? We've been here for a couple hours already, but glad you're here. We're talking about something I saw on the trip today. How equal are chores in your marriage or relationship, and does it matter? And the article basically says, you know, guys think they do more than maybe they really do. Women tend to overestimate how much they do and how much guys do as well. And it comes down to it, trying to find an equal division of your chores and trying to find out what people really don't want to do as opposed to what they will do and having those kind of honest conversations. But in the end, it doesn't really matter as long as everybody's happy. And somehow this morphed into me feeling like some sort of freak, because it turns out, as I was mentioning some of the things I do in my relationship with my wife, what's going on with my throat? Every morning now, all of a sudden, about 4, I start getting all phlegmy. I don't like it. But anyway, I mentioned that I do the laundry, and I do everybody's laundry. I do whatever laundry is dirty. If there's dirty laundry in the house, I do it. Well, that doesn't fly with Esmeralda. Vic, you're a married guy, aren't you? Vic Vaughn, sure. He's a married guy. Oh, he's busy actually doing news stuff. But Dan does his own laundry. His lovely wife does her own laundry. Esmeralda does her laundry. V does his laundry, and she anticipates down the road, if they were able to cohabitate the same hive, that would remain the same. Now, finally, somebody sent me a text. My husband does all the laundry at our house, mine, his, and our three boys. So I know I'm not alone, but I do seem to be in the minority.
Well, my mom does all the laundry.
Okay.
At
she
the house.
Does your dad's?
My dad and my brother lives there, so she does his too.
Oh, somebody. Now, the 606. Yep. Remember the 606 who we who had the big thing of smelly?
Odor.
Yeah. Now they're very upset. Excuse me, Mr. Bryant. I wasn't aware you were body odor free. I'm probably not, but I also know, you know, say I come home from the gym. Let's say that. Then I know I'm really sweaty. All right. I still throw my dirty clothes in the hamper. With other clothes, they're not there for months at a time. They're there for a couple days.
It's not garbage,
right? It's not
garbage.
It's not spoiling,
right?
Yeah. It's not like if I leave the laundry for 2 days, it's going to start to decompose. And we've never had, you know, is that weird to have a laundry hamper in your bedroom? Am I weird about that too?
No, I thought that was a thing.
Where do you have your hamper, Dan, or do you just use the floor?
I don't have a hamper.
Where do you put your dirty clothes?
Usually in my closet.
Just on the floor?
Yep.
All right. Hey, what
How
is
you,
going on
with
me?
Do you just carry it?
Well, just, you know.
Yeah, and then do you go to get a basket or something?
You know, when
are you a hobo with a garbage bag?
When Emily was born, we had to rearrange our bedroom.
Okay.
And the hamper got pushed out. And even though she's 16 months old, the hamper never got pushed back in. And so, like, in an effort to keep it looking tidy, I just, you know, put stuff in there, and when it's laundry time, I put it in a basket and I bring it downstairs.
Why don't you put the basket in the closet?
That is a brilliant idea.
Well, I'm always coming up with ideas. Somebody wants to know, who does Emily's laundry?
It usually is mixed in with Eileen's.
Oh.
So, and that's not
because it's all girl laundry. You know, clothes have to go over with
it
the girl clothes.
Little. It is very little. But yeah, you know, I mean, it's not like Eileen won't do my laundry. It just, as we've hence described, my laundry is usually not out. So if she's going to put a load in, she doesn't see it. She's not going to, like,
dig it around the closet.
Right.
That's weird. From the 708, I haven't done laundry for 27 years. My wife does it. I do garbage and all the outside work. My mother kept the hamper in the bathroom, so I guess I got the habit from her. I'm not upset. Oh, I'm glad you're not upset. I wasn't trying to offend. Now, in my old house, my laundry hamper was in the laundry room because the laundry room was right off the bedroom. It was the greatest setup. We bought this house, so our bedroom was on the second floor, and right off the bathroom, which was off the bedroom, there was the laundry room. I don't know who designed it this way, so you never had to take your stuff down to the basement. All the laundry was generated up by the bedrooms and the bathroom, so it was all right there. So then but that was actually an extension of my bedroom. So now it just makes sense, you know, to have the hamper in the bedroom.
And you know what, too?
Huh.
When I lived with someone, we didn't live in an apartment with a washer dryer. It was downstairs. And we both were the type to wear clothes until we just had a big old pile.
Okay.
And then you'd go wash it. So I'm not that strong to be carrying around two big old bags of laundry down the stairs. So who knows? If I get an in-unit washer-dry, I might just grab whatever clothes and wash them.
All right. Well, listen.
So there could be a change.
I don't know. I didn't realize that I was such an oddball, you know. Married 27 years, 23-year-old daughter, 20-year-old son. We all do what's there. I tend to put most of it away, but laundry is fair game for all. That from Leanne. Oh, and Esmeralda, you're getting called out. We'll do that after we talk to Lance. Hello, Lance. Welcome.
Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thanks.
Yeah, well, let me just say this. If I did the laundry in my house, then I'll be doing everything in my house.
Why is that?
Because I work 10, 11 hours a day.
Okay.
I cook dinner. I cook 95 to 99% of the meals. I do all the grocery shopping.
Holy cow.
I had to hire a cleaning lady because I don't think my family knows what a broom or a mop or a vacuum cleaner looks like. Now,
Lance, I got to be honest. It sounds like you're getting the short end of the stick.
Well, here's the deal. You got to know what you're dealing with. And I didn't quite understand it until I met the mother when she moved in with us. And then everything started making a lot of sense to me. My cousin told me, people are raised differently, and if something looks clean, they assume it's clean because it looks organized, but that don't mean it's clean. And so some people have that mentality, but I wasn't raised that way. I was raised that you put a clean house every day. Well, at least dusting every day.
You dust every day?
Well, you know, you go, you clean your glass tables every day. You make sure your house is clean.
Okay.
And so, but everybody wasn't like that. And it took me a long time to adjust to that. But the reason I do the grocery shopping is because I don't want to go broke. Because my wife, she thinks if she buys something two for $5, she saved money. And I'm like, well, the regular price for that is $1. So two for five, you just overpaid for it. So
yeah, that's bad math.
I do the grocery shopping. Yeah. And as far as the cooking, I understood the cooking part once my mother-in-law moved in and she started cooking. And then she got banned from the kitchen because she wasn't allowed to ruin any more food. So I cook now.
I'll tell you, so, Lance, you're painting a picture that of a home life that seems rough.
You know what? It works. I have to say, it sounds a lot worse than it is. But, you know, when you think about it, it's kind of funny. But, you know, if you can't cook, you can't cook.
That's true.
And I was raised to cook, so I do the cooking. I pay all the bills, and I do the things around the house. When things break, I do all the fixing around the house. All I want is the laundry done. Can't get it done. It gets half done. It gets done. It gets washed. It gets dried. And then it ends up in a basket downstairs. It can't seem to make it upstairs to the bedroom.
No, you got to have that final step. That last step is the crucial laundry step, the putting away.
It is, because when you need a pair of underwear and they're downstairs, it's not going to do you much good. If you got to go downstairs to get underwear.
Absolutely
not.
Because
they're not in your drawer. And so there's a lot of things that people have to, you know I do a lot around the house. My wife does a lot, too, because we have a special needs daughter, and she works a full-time job.
Okay.
So I get it. At the same time, I just think that it could be a little bit more effort done to some things around the house, you know, as far as, like, vacuuming. And, like, we have the clean lady comes in once a week. And, you know, during the week, just to maintain the house until she gets there to clean the house thoroughly.
Sure, you got to clean before the cleaning lady comes. Everybody knows that.
Well, you want to keep it organized. You don't want her to come in your house just nasty, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, she comes in, she do the thorough cleaning once a week, and we just maintain the house, but it's a drag.
I tell you what, Lance, I would love to get you and your wife in here. We'll do like a people's court. We'll go through the whole thing because from the way you describe it, you're doing the lion's share, and if you can't get your underwear up in your drawer, something is definitely wrong.
Well, when I called, I thought about using an alias because she might be listening, so I might not be able to get back in the house when I get off work tonight.
Well, listen, Mrs. Lance, we love you, but you bring his underpants upstairs. The man's working 12 hours a day. He's cooking. He's clear. Bring up his underpants. That's all.
That's all I want.
They're clean.
I want underwear.
I don't blame you, Lance. That is not an unreasonable request. Good luck. Good luck. I hope your wife hears this.
Take care now.
You're welcome. Take it easy, Lance. That is, wow, Lance painted a picture of a domestic life filled with strife, didn't he? That just, oh, my goodness. All right, let me do this. Let's do this weather and traffic deal. And then we have a text directed right at you, Esmeralda.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, you heard me. So we'll get to that after this. All right, Esmeralda, you were talking about how V did not do the dishes well.
Mm-hmm.
The 304 not happy. Esmeralda, that dishwashing situation with your boo, is that what he is, your boo?
I guess so.
I don't know. Man, the kids with their slang. What is bae? I see people calling other people bae, too.
Before anyone else.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes.
Huh.
It's kind of replaced boo.
Yeah. Oh, has it? All right. Listen. Boy. Not only do I do the laundry, I am not hip to the lingo. But anyway, the dishwashing situation with your boo or bae is the oldest trick in or V is the oldest trick in the world by men! ! The strategy is to do the dishes wrong so that you will say, quote, "You don't have to wash them. Here, I'll do it." Don't fall for that trick, child. Beware! !
But he's very hell-bent on washing them.
Is he?
When he wants to. I'm like, no, you don't have to. Leave them alone. Like, I yell at him.
Wow. Do you call him boo or bae?
No.
Or be-bop-a-loo-bop-a-wop-bam-boom, tutti-frutti-a-rudy?
Yep.
That's what I would call him. That seems a little cumbersome, but I like it. I like the pet names to mean something. April wants to jump in. Hi, April.
Hi there. I have always done the laundry, and I have to have it put away as well.
Now, do you do it for everybody in the house?
No, I fold it, and my kids don't live with me, but everyone had a spot on my bed where their laundry would be folded, which meant they had to put it away before I went to bed.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
And I still do that for my husband. He has to do the same.
So you wash it and fold it, everybody's, but then they put it away themselves.
Yep, they have to put it away themselves. They get to organize their clothes however they want. And I realized when they were teens, they probably just threw it in their bedroom or on the floor.
Right.
I didn't care, as long as it was off my bed. So.
That makes sense. Thank you, April.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Yeah, now I will not put the other people's laundry away. I kind of follow the April rule. I will either leave it in a pile on the dryer, folded, or I will take it up, like when my daughter is home, I'll take it up and drop it on her bed. Then she has to do with it what she will. But I'm not, you know, I'm not putting my wife's underpants in her drawer or whatever, her dainties drawer. If she has a dainties drawer, I don't know. Maybe she just puts her clothes in the closet like Dan does. I don't know. My wife does everything except mow the lawn. She's convinced that I'm totally inept at household chores and will never measure up to her standards. Wow. That's a good way to get out of things, I guess. Oh, in that department. It wasn't easy to convince her of this, but I will share my secret. In my defense, it did take me 10 years to convince her of that. So, I guess everybody has their own deal. What about Dan? Hi, Dan.
Yes. My wife does most of the laundry, and she has a formula to make her own laundry soap.
Is that right?
Yes, with Fels naphtha and the washing soda, and then you can add the scent that you like.
How much money do you think that saves you?
Oh.
Probably quite a bit.
Hundreds of dollars.
And is she down there like in a lab coat, just whipping this up?
No. You can whip it up by hand or whip it in the blender, as long as you don't get too much air into it.
Wow, and how does it work? Pretty good?
Oh, yeah, it makes a liquid soap, as long as you don't have any allergies and such.
All right, well, listen. So she does all the laundry. What do you do around the house? What's your chore?
Well, I do the outside work, mowing and such.
The lawn, snow, things like that?
Yes, and we keep our hamper in the attic staircase.
All right. So hamper's in the attic staircase. The soap is homemade, and you handle the outside stuff.
Yes.
Sounds like a pretty good arrangement, Dan. Thanks for the call.
Yes, thank you.
Take it easy. I like that ingenuity, making your own soap, but I'm too lazy. I just like to go to Walmart or Target and pick up my bottle of All and bring it home. All right, you said, Dan, you've had this conversation. You've had a division of labor now since we know that your clothes are in a ball in the bottom of your closet and Emily's clothes don't make it into your pile because, God forbid, who knows what's lurking around on the bottom of your closet. So what happens now?
What happens now is my wife is a school teacher, and I was informed about 2 or 3 weeks before the beginning of the school year that there would be a change in the cooking department.
Oh, you were informed of this?
I was informed
there
of this.
There will be a change.
All right. I had said in the past, of course, if there was anything I could do to help.
Sure, but those are empty words.
Yes, very empty words.
Those are empty words.
Yes.
I don't mean it.
Yes. So I was informed that I would be taking up cooking and cleaning on Monday, or excuse me, cooking and cleaning on Monday and Tuesdays.
Oh.
Where I had never done that before. So
You never cooked before?
I have never cooked before, like for
other people?
Right.
Even when you were dating? You didn't whip her up a nice dinner?
I made like chicken breast and like corn. That was probably
chicken breast and
There's
corn.
Lots of recipes online for one pot meals.
The crack pot is my friend. Taco
yeah,
Tuesday
that too,
and
yeah.
I are.
Oh, Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday and I are automatic.
Mystery Meat Monday. Just put some meat in a pot and cook it up. What is it? Doesn't matter. I cooked.
Delicious.
It's horrifying, but I cooked and it's Monday. So eat it.
Yep, pretty much.
Listen, that's a good strategy. So Taco Tuesday. What'd you make? What day is today? Today's Monday.
Today
was
Monday.
It was Tuesday.
It was a variable because it was Columbus Day and she was off.
Oh, okay.
So
now Tuesday, we're in Tuesday.
We
right?
are in
Today's Tuesday,
Tuesday. So we will.
So what's on the menu?
We will
today?
Have tacos.
Oh, it's always Taco Tuesday.
Usually, always Taco Tuesday.
Okay. Nothing wrong with a good Taco Tuesday.
Hey, man, it's easy. It is as Esmeralda crackpot. You throw that stuff in.
Yeah, meat. seasoning, some water, bang. You go soft shell or hard shell?
I typically go soft shell.
Soft shell. Corn, flour?
Yep.
Either one? Doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were referring to corn as the vegetable.
Corn or flour, tortillas.
I typically go flour tortillas.
Flour tortillas. I'm a corn tortilla guy. That's
really?
Just me. Yeah, listen. Well, sure, I'm weird about everything, aren't I? I do my wife's laundry. I use corn tortillas. I do 90% of the cooking. She doesn't, but that's our arrangement. I'll do all the cooking because I'm a much better cook. She has like three things that she does really well, and I love them when she cooks them. But then she cleans up. She cleans the dishes.
Excited about the fact he's going to be eating much better probably once.
Yeah, I mean, I feed him a lot.
Okay.
I feed him a lot usually.
Is he able to cook?
He'll come over. Yeah, but there was once he made, like when we first, like a few weeks in of dating, he made me this chicken and rice casserole that his mom used to make. He's like, oh, this was my favorite when my mom made it. And he burnt the top.
Oh, no.
It was like, oh, you tried.
Well, that's nice that he tried.
Yeah.
I think you got to throw a guy, a little something for the effort.
He's trying to make quinoa for some reason. It just would not cook.
Ooh. See that?
And then I made it, and he's like, what did you do? I'm like, followed the directions? I don't know.
My mom always, I have four brothers, and I've mentioned that before. We all can cook very well because my mom said, if you can read, you can cook. And thankfully, all five of us can read. At a third grade level.
I'm a big cook. My dad's a big cook, too. My mom is a big cook as well. So.
Yeah, my mom did all the cook. I don't think, I'm trying to remember if I ever saw my dad cook. Except back in the day when we had a big deep fryer, and he'd sit out on the picnic table and fry chicken.
That's not bad.
Because it was too messy to do in the house with this giant deep fryer, so he'd just take it out in the backyard. I don't even know how, I don't know where they ran the extension cord from or anything, but I just remember, and it'd be like, he'd be doing it because we'd take it on picnics and stuff, so it'd be like 100 degrees, and he's sitting at the picnic table deep frying chicken. I don't know, things you remember. But so I saw him cook that, but I think that was all he ever cooked.
And Ned's a big baker.
Oh.
He used to bake breads and things.
See, my wife's the baker. I don't bake. I slaughter my own meat and then cook it, but I won't bake. All right, let's do this. Dan's yelling at me. You got to break. You got to do this. Hurry, you got to...